Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 26th day in the month of November 2025. Just a few days to wrap up the month, and we have come here with our hearts of gratitude to let the one who has made this possible, our Father, our protector, our defender, our Savior, Lord, we want to say thank you for all you do for us daily. We appreciate you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, let your light shine, let your light shine. Our info today is taken from Aim 12, Onward Christian Soldiers. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Romans chapter 8 to chapter 10, and our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, which says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our Bible reading is taken from John chapter 9 from verse 1 to 7. John chapter 9 from verse 1 to 7. From verse 1 it reads, as he went along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, Jesus said, but this happened so that the works of God may be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can walk. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told the man, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, let your light shine. Our manual today reads, when people claim to be good at something, they need to prove it by doing that thing remarkably well. When they do this, people will pay attention to them. Beloved, complaining that people do not notice your talent will achieve no result. Instead, prove your abilities by doing whatever you can from wherever you are, no matter how small it may seem. Soon people will see your light and come to the brightness of your rising. I could see in Isaiah 60 from verse 1 to 3. You can be very talented, however, if you don't work hard and use your talent, people won't take notice. Today's memory verse says that you should let your light shine for people to see your good works and glorify your Heavenly Father. Did you notice the word works in that verse? You must work for people to see you. Someone showed me a newspaper article in which a reporter was making a joke about the miracles God has performed in my life. The person who showed me the article said, Daddy, what's your comment? I told him that I had no comment. I don't have any comments about such jokes because I am too busy doing God's work and I can't be distracted by trivial issues. Today's Bible reading tells the story of a man who was born blind. When Jesus' disciples started to debate about whose sin caused the man's predicament, Jesus redirected their attention to what was important. He told them, I must walk the walk of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can walk. Then he spat on the ground, made some mud out of the clay, anointed the man's eyes, and told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. The blind man returned with brand new eyes. Jesus went about doing the work of the Father throughout his human ministry. He was so busy doing good that everywhere he went, people took note of him and followed him. Beloved, when you go about doing the work of the one who sent you, you will become like a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden, and a candle on a candlestick that gives light to everyone in the house. Like we see in Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14 to 15. People might not like a light bulb's design, but nobody can ignore its importance. If you want to be so relevant that people cannot do without your unique contribution, let your light shine by focusing on doing the work that God has committed into your hands. Today's Open Heaven comes to a reflection that says, are you allowing your light to shine by actively using your gifts? Are you allowing your light to shine by actively using your gifts? May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link you pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and you would come back for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful day today. Bye-bye.